It is the lead story on the Drudge Report, and it has to do with Connecticut and drones. The legislature's Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, by a vote of 34-7, passed the bill. HB 7260 is the bill's number, HB 7260. And here to talk about it is the co-chair of the General Assembly's Judiciary Committee, Senator John Kissel from the 7th Senatorial District. Senator, good morning.
Dan, good morning and happy Husky weekend.
Yeah, that's right. The governor has declared this Husky weekend, so go Huskies, right?
You bet.
Senator, I've read a couple of stories. The AP story on this, and it's the story that Drudge links to, is that drones in Connecticut operated by law enforcement could be weaponized. And then I read another story, a website story, saying that's not the case. So let's begin there. How about setting us straight on what this bill does?
What this bill does, it says that private citizens can't utilize armed drones, but that law enforcement at a certain period of time in the future, 2018, will have an opportunity to do so. Clearly a change of course regarding drones in Connecticut, because we had a change in leadership of the Judiciary Committee. But there has to be rules and regulations promulgated by the Police Officers Standards and Training Council, called POST, and they're going to be very rigorous. And we envision that this technology with weaponization won't be used a whole lot, but law enforcement needs to have this additional tool to combat things. And let me give you an example, if I can, Dan.
Sure.
Right now, we have law enforcement teams that will go and detonate what appears to be a bomb. And they will use, like, robots that roll up, explode, and explode the device that looks like a bomb. Let's say that device that looks like a bomb is in an area inaccessible by one of those robots, but you could fly a drone in there and do the same thing. I think law enforcement should have that available. And when we say weaponization, it doesn't always have to be lethal, like a gun. It can be weaponized with a taser as well, to just try to minimize the damage to the suspect, but knock them out of commission. But a drone could be invaluable if you have an active shooter situation in a large area where innocent people could be at risk.
So when we talk about weaponry, what kind, I know you mentioned a couple, but what kind of weaponry would be able and approved under this law for these drones?
Well, we're leaving that initial determination to POST, the Police Officer Standards and Training Council. They will have a duty to report back to the Committees of Cognizance. I would envision that to be us, the Judiciary Committee, but maybe Public Safety as well. And we will review what they come up with. I can imagine tasers. I can imagine, those detonation devices that they use to defuse bombs. I could envision some kind of, like, gun. Maybe you want to shoot out a tire from a carjack suspect. And it's difficult to get, you know, the law enforcement officers in their automobile close enough, but you could zoom right in. I mean, it's not going to be used an awful lot, but to tie our hands regarding this new technology seems to me foolish when we do have predators out there and people just doing bad things that put innocent lives at risk.
Law enforcement obviously would have to go through a process. In other words, as I read this bill, and maybe you can illuminate it for our audience, as I read the bill, law enforcement just wouldn't say, okay, we've got a drone here, and we're going to weaponize it. They have to follow a process, right?
Absolutely. This is going to be very strictly regulated and monitored, and it's just like any law enforcement the officer who has a gun. That's the last thing that we would hope that they would have to use, but we allow law enforcement officers to use lethal force to stop crime, to prevent further victimization if there's someone out there doing really, really bad things, and we know that happens, unfortunately, in our society. And so to the extent we already allow law enforcement this incredible level of responsibility, why not with a drone as well? Like I said, we have it with these robots. They are unmanned, but they are just terrestrial, and so we're just changing it to something in the air. And hope it doesn't get used an awful lot, but it's not always weaponization. I want law enforcement to be able to use drones to go into a forest if there's missing children there and try to use infrared detectors to try to find them far quicker than if we had 20 volunteers combing through the woods. There's a lot of great potential upside here. We just want to make sure that it's fully regulated and monitored.
Now, can law enforcement use drones now if they're not weaponized?
It's up in the air. We don't have any laws on the books in Connecticut regarding drones. There's also a question as to where the authority of the FAA begins and ends. But if law enforcement did utilize a drone, I don't see anything on the books that would say they can't.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, this vote, the 34-7 vote, was interesting because you had many Democrats who supported this and some Republicans who actually voted against this on the Judiciary Committee, Senator.
Everybody votes their conscience and feels that they're doing what's best for their district and their constituents. You might have some folks that are Republicans that are more libertarian that is concerned about too much power, governmental power, too much power with the police department. You may have folks that are Democrats that recognize that there are severe threats in our society to people of all ethnicities and races and colors, and that law enforcement provides a valuable barrier between criminals and innocent people. So, you know, this is the kind of issue that cuts in a lot of directions. It's interesting. It's technologically driven. But again, our concern is if we don't have anything on the books, then it's sort of wide open. And we want to at least create some parameters for regular folks, the general public, and law enforcement. And there's going to be strict rules if law enforcement is using it for observation, similar to having to go through the hoops that you would to get a search warrant.
Okay, let's start there, the pushback. Obviously, and we've heard from some callers this morning who believe that this would give too much power to the police. And you alluded to that. The NAACP has come out against this, the Connecticut chapter. The ACLU has come out against this.
The ACLU has been stopping the furtherance of this bill for a couple of years. I know they're well-intentioned. I know the folks that come to the Capitol. But we can't tie the hands of law enforcement, and that's the decision that the majority of the committee made and that the leadership were united in pushing forward. So to just say we don't want law enforcement to have this tool and leave the statutes blank as to this area, I think is a mistake, and we're really going to try to get this across the finish line this year. People have concerns, but again, strict regulation, police officer standards and training, promulgating that, legislative review, and then making sure that, and there was a friendly amendment that I offered, making it very clear that the individuals that operate this drone, these drones are highly trained individuals and qualified to do so.
Yeah, you make a good point. This isn't the first time for this bill. It's come before the committee before, right?
Yes, this bill's been kicking around the legislature for about 3 years, and a lot of folks have put time and effort into trying to get it passed. And the hamstring, I believe, has always been the fact that the parties that want to tie the hands of law enforcement have ultimately put language in there. And we just don't believe that that's proper public policy. And as you pointed out, it's not a really close vote in the Judiciary Committee. And we have a lot of members who have very strong opinions and are not afraid to articulate them. So that sends a real signal to the rest of the legislature. And I really hope that the parties that have concerns don't try to eviscerate this bill once again this year. I know that myself and my fellow chairs on the Judiciary Committee are going to be looking out and trying to protect this bill as it moves forward.
So where does the bill go next?
It goes to, and I'm trying to remember, I think it's a House bill.
Yes, it is.
So it'll go to the House, and they will make a determination if it has to go anyplace else. They may refer to the Public Safety Committee, or they may refer it to some other committee, or they can simply decide to take a vote on it in the floor of the House, and hopefully leadership will agree to that. But we screen these bills very carefully. We work very well together, given the fact that it's tie votes in our state Senate. But I get along with Democratic Chairman William Tong, Samuel, and Republican Ranking Member Rosa Rabinowitz participates in all our screenings. So we really have operated the Judiciary Committee in a very bipartisan fashion this year.
And I must tell you, I read through the bill, and it's a lengthy piece of legislation, Senator.
Yeah, I want to say it's like 13 pages, Dan, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we put a lot of time and effort into it. That's not to say that we may not have to tweak it a little bit. Representative Dubitsky pointed out that some of the language could be interpreted to outlaw the demolition of a building if you're utilizing some sort of electronic devices, and we've seen those great videos where they bring down these huge buildings. You know, we don't want it to be misinterpreted that way, so if we have to change a little bit here and there, but we've made a public policy decision that with strict regulations and oversight, we feel that law enforcement, unfortunately in this day and age, really should have this as a potential tool for a variety of ways to protect the innocent. And so when we say weaponization, that's one aspect, and it doesn't always have to be lethal. But drones just can be so invaluable, again, if there's a lost child, if you're hunting down a fugitive, so many other ways that it can really help minimize danger to innocent people out in Connecticut.
Okay. Senator, anything else you'd like to add about this bill?
I think it's a wise public policy. And again, we need to allow law enforcement with strict oversight and regulation to use advances in technology, because we don't want more victimization in our complex society.
Okay. Senator, always a pleasure. Thanks for spending some time with us, and we'll talk again down the road.
Absolutely, Dan. Have a great weekend, and thank you for the great conversation.
You're welcome. Take care.